more Carl DeMasi on ESPN 104.3 WSEG.
Welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, Hilton Head. And, you know, this is a lot of fun. This is the probably one of the top parts of my show is where we bring in the good kids. And how I found out about this young lady, I do follow surfing, okay? I've been following it since I had a student named Josh Richardson at Islands High School. And I went out there for a surfing tournament. I don't know how you surf on those small waves, but she'll get into us. But from what I read online, you can't find a lot of information on local surfers. But at the Eastern Surfing Association Nationals, the waves were unbelievable, I guess, because of all the hurricanes out there in the Atlantic Ocean. They had waves that were high, and she did a great job, and she won the Eastern Surfing Association Nationals U16 age group. She's from Savannah Arts Academy. She's here from Savannah, Georgia. She's part of the Southeastern Georgia Association Surfing District. There we go, district. And that's Anna Blose. Anna, thanks for coming in, and I'm excited about this. I got to thank Joe Richardson for giving the information last weekend when you won. But it's pretty exciting that, you know, not a lot of people know what's going on here, but we have kids like you that are succeeding. Even, I think Josh Richardson's father has won some senior divisions too, so it's pretty exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Not many people follow the surfers around here, and I know there's a bunch of you that hang out at Tybee Island. Now, you guys are on the north end by the lighthouse, right?
Yes, sir.
That's where you guys do it?
Yes, sir.
But the waves aren't that big.
No. Well, when a hurricane comes, like after Irma, they're really good, but we travel a lot to Florida, and we went to California this summer, so.
Are the waves bigger in California?
Yes, sir.
How about in Florida? You get bigger waves there?
Yes.
How high are the waves, by the way?
Like at Tybee?
Tybee or whatever. Well, let's start home here. Tybee, how big are the waves at Tybee?
I'd say like average day is like 2+.
2+, 2 feet, plus 2 feet.
Yes.
What, now, when you went to Florida and you go to California, how high are they there?
In Florida, I'd say they're like 4 foot usually.
Okay.
And in California, they're like 8 to 10 foot probably.
Okay. And what about at the Eastern Surfing Association National Championship? How high were they?
They're about 12 foot.
12 feet.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you, but it scares me. And, you know, talking about surfing, I mean, you know, you're not a small girl. You're a petite girl. You're thin and you're built. When did this all start? You probably were young and the waves were probably 3 times as tall as you are.
Yes, sir. I started surfing when I was 6 years old. My dad started pushing me on waves. So, and I started on Tybee, so the waves weren't very big when I started.
So he started pushing you.
Yes,
when did
sir.
You learn to jump up and stand on 2 feet and do this?
Well, I could surf when I was 6. I started like paddling into waves by myself when I was 8 years old.
And then when did you get enough nerve to start standing up?
Well, I started standing up when I was 6.
Oh, so you started 2 years before you started doing it on your own.
Yes.
Okay. Now, people don't realize that there's long boards, there's short boards, and I know I left this out on the questions, but what's the difference between a long board and a short board?
So on a long board, it's usually made to surf on smaller waves, and you want to like walk up to the nose and hang 5 and hang 10 and walk back, and it's made for a smaller day. And on a short board, that's where you want to like barrel ride and do like
on the 12-foot waves.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now, is a long board longer in feet and the short board? What's the feet?
Well, my long board is about 9 foot, and my short board's like 5.5 feet.
Okay. So, yeah, I was trying to remember what Josh told me way back when, because Josh, believe it or not, was one of the first athletes week I've ever had on my show. Josh Richardson graduated from Islands High School, went to Flagler College on a surfing scholarship, which, you know, was pretty amazing. I didn't know they did that. So you're out there surfing. What draws people to surf? What makes it fun for you? What do you like about it so much?
I think what I love about surfing is the way it brings people together, and I've made most of my best friends through surfing, and just it's so much fun. You're in the water, just like a good time.
Well, you know, not many people know about it, and probably not many people are out there. There are a lot of kids out there doing it. I know they have. I know the YMCA had a surfing instructor, a surfing club. Are there a lot of kids doing this here in Savannah, Georgia?
I feel like there are a lot of kids. There's my sister worked out a surf camp this summer. A lot of kids do that, and there are new kids every day when I go surf.
Nice, nice. Okay. All right. So we talked about getting on a longboard, and when she's talking about hanging 5 and hanging 10, I remember this. That's toes off the end of the board. Why you want toes off the end of the board? I don't know. I want 2 feet on that board, and even though it's not that wide. So what skills go into surfing, and what's your best skill?
So I guess you have to be really good at balancing, and you need to know the tides And I feel like my best skill is probably, well, like you said, Tybee doesn't have very good waves all the time, so you just have to have, like, the will to keep on going even when they're not good. You just have to still go surf and practice on it because, like, whatever wave there is, you can surf it.
You got to try. No, you know, it doesn't matter. You got to make that commitment to get better like you do in other sports. All right, so longboard, shortboard. Which one's your best board, I would say?
Well, my favorite is shortboard. I do both, and most people on Tybee surf a longboard because the waves are small, but I just really love shortboards. That's the one I practice most of the time.
Okay, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sportsport right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. We're at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week in studio. The Eastern Surfing Nationals U16 champion girl from Savannah, Georgia, Anna Blose. All right, so we know that football players lift weights, they run, they try to speed training, swimmers do land and water training. What do you do? What does surfers do to get better? What's your routine to make you a better surfer?
I guess there's not like a distinct routine. I just practice like every day and as much as I can. And you have to paddle a lot, so you want to keep your arms strong. And when you do like turns on your surfboard, you need to keep your legs strong. And I guess it's just practice.
It's practice and get your body strong enough to make sure you can stay on the board. Of course, have good balance.
Yes, sir.
So, do you ever do one of those balance things that, you know?
An endo board?
Right.
Yes, I have one of those.
That's pretty cool. I've seen that at one of my friend's house. Okay, you're coming into the season. You've been surfing since you're 10, 6 years now under your belt. Do you have any personal goals coming into this season?
Well, I do the prime divisions up and down the East Coast.
All right, so what's prime division?
That's where you qualify for the USA Surfing Championships in California.
Nice. So winning this, are you going to California?
Well, not exactly. Like last year I went to California, but I didn't do so good in my heat out there. So this year I want to make it again, and I want to get farther in my heats.
Okay. So to get better, now we went to the Nationals. What's it called out? That's the championships. Is there another name for it?
It's called the USA Championships.
All right. So we got to get to the USA Championships. Okay. So going into Nags Head, North Carolina last week, winning the 2017 Eastern Surfing Association's U16 age group. What was that like? Did you expect to do it? I know because I found some information online that they also have all-stars, and I know Josh Richardson was an all-star, and your name wasn't on there. You beat the all-star. Did you expect to win this whole thing?
Well, when I first started surfing there for the weekend, I was a little nervous because the waves were way big, and I was not very used to surfing that. And so the first times I paddled out there, I was a little timid, but then I kept getting used to it, and I was taking off on the bigger waves. And then my final heat, the waves picked up a little bit, and my dad was just like, you're just going to have to like just get rid of all the fear and just go for it. So I was like, okay.
I gather dad's a surfer, mm-hmm. and that's John Blose, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Julie, does mom surf?
No.
No? So it's just you, your brother?
She cheers us on from the sideline.
Hey, well, you know, someone's got to be behind you, right?
Yes.
So someone's got to, you know, wash your bathing suit and give you food and keep you going, too. So,
yes, sir.
Now, you have a brother and sister, right?
Yes, sir.
They both surf, too, I guess.
Yes,
how old's your sister?
My sister is 19.
19?
And my brother is 11.
11. So they're into the surfing thing. So throw the surfing out. Do you have a chance to participate in any other sports, any extracurricular activities at the Arts Academy? What else do you have time to do besides surfing?
Well, I play on the soccer team at my school, and I also play the trumpet, and I play in the jazz band. That's my art first in art.
Don't hold it against me that I teach at Islands. I know we're arch rivals. But yeah, so the soccer rivalry is big time. So.
Yes, sir.
And so what instrument you play? You also play in the band?
The trumpet.
The trumpet. Now, do you have to make a certain amount of, rehearsals and recitals?
Yes, we have after-school rehearsals for it a lot, and sometimes it has a conflict with surfing, and I just tell my band director, and he's usually okay with it.
Nice.
My teacher is usually pretty good about it.
All right, well, let's throw the Savannah Arts Academy in there, too. I mean, you go to school, you're a junior. I do apologize. I've been making her younger than she is. I said she was a sophomore. She's a junior. Okay, so tell us about going to school at the Arts Academy, and how do the kids react that you're a surfer and you won this award? Did they know about it?
I think, well, my friends know about it, of course, but yeah, everybody at Spin Arts is great, and Spin Arts just gives me a good education, it's a good challenge, so I'm just thankful for that.
And you can play an instrument too, right?
Yes.
Besides getting good grades, right, Mom? Well, Mom is an educator also, so. So tell us about your plans for the future. You're a junior. I know now that they have scholarships for surfers. Josh Richardson went to Flagler College down in Florida. What's your future in surfing, and as far as are you going to relate that to college, or it's just going to be go to college and have a good time?
Well, I want to go to college close to the beach, and I'm definitely going to surf. I don't really know where yet. It's hard because there aren't that many on the beach, I feel like, or not in state.
Right.
but I'm just going to do my best.
Okay, so now let's take the surfing away, and the you graduate from the Arts Academy, and you're ready to go to college. Anything you want to be in the future? A teacher like me, your mom, dad, any kind of specific field that interests you?
Not really, not yet. I just know I want to surf forever.
You want to surf forever?
Yes.
Well, what's good about surfing, it also is a lifetime sport, so it's not just going to end when you're done with high school like people who play football or basketball or anything like that. But great job. I got to thank Joe Richardson again for giving me the call, telling about you, keep me updated. He's a big follower of the show. I really do appreciate it, and I know you're listening. And once again, this is all about the kids, and that's why you're this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for September 30th, Anna Blow. And I didn't put South Georgia, but I put the Georgia Eastern Surfing Association. Because I couldn't find the right title. So, but once again, you deserve it. And that's from Dr. Bart Weatherington. And, of course, hopefully this will fit. It's a medium. This is from Bahama Joe's. They have helped me out with T-shirts. And it's a little T-shirt to remember that you are on the show. So
thank you.
Hold on. Let's thank Dr. Bart. Remember, if your back hurts and other body part hurts all the time, it makes you mad, the pain drives you crazy, you want to pick something up and throw it across the room? Well, if you can. Well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located at two locations in Savannah, Georgia, on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Pula, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. I got to thank Dr. Bart Weatherington because he's been my sponsor since 2010 when I started doing this. He loves athletics. He loves sports. He loves the kids. Once again, thank you, Dr. Bart. So if you have any chiropractic needs, visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic issues.